And Doctor is playing those air drums. Nice. Welcome into the swamp, folks. It's Friday again, January 27th, 2023. We're bringing you a Toddcast like we've never done before. What's going on, Todd?
Yeah. Bring back a little bit of the 60s out there. Just can't shut the 60s down. By them. You know who that lead singer was?
Van Morrison.
Oh, boy. Hey, all I'm going to tell you is this. Weather is gorgeous. Enjoy it today and tomorrow. Supposedly a little bit of yucky stuff's coming in. I think Tuesday and Wednesday. But we don't know till it gets here. But do know about today. We've been out there already. Real nice.
Real nice.
So what you got on your side of the swamp?
Well, there's a turkey giving some Minnesota people, residents, a little problem. They say he's aggressive, and I say, well, I guess he made it out of Thanksgiving, so he's probably pretty excited, but he's
so excited.
Yeah, he just can't hide it. Apparently they're under constant attack from an increasingly aggressive turkey. He took up residence in the area. Said he first showed up at the mobile home park as part of a flock in November 2021, but the bird stayed behind when the rest of his cohorts moved on a few weeks later. He has since become increasingly aggressive, often attacking people and damaging cars and other property. This lady said, "This turkey attacks me every single day, follows me, goes up my stairs, tries to get into my house. When I leave my car, it follows my car. Kids are carrying sticks when they walk to the school bus to keep them, like, at bay, I guess. But they say they're not going to move him yet because removing the bird is kind of the last resort. They don't want to do it right away in situations like these because he can cause more problems wherever he goes." I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like that might be a dinner waiting to happen.
That's what I was surprised. Like, they let it go on for over a year.
Wow.
So I know if you had seen this one, I know we were watching Tennessee and UConn women last night, but apparently a couple nights ago, the Duquesne and Loyola game, it was disrupted when an Uber Eats delivery guy went out on the court to find who had ordered their McDonald's.
It was
right in the middle of the game. What? No, it was a real deal. They said, well,
was he traveling?
The guy had a job to do. He did his job well. Yeah, he got called traveling. And
hey, 3 seconds in the lane.
Yeah.
But, hey, can I take those fries from you? Wow.
I don't know why, because they don't have a reason yet, but there's a woman in New Brunswick High School. She enrolled in high school.
Okay.
And she's 29 years old.
Oh, boy.
So they got her for false government documents, a false birth certificate. But it doesn't say why she did it. And her name is like Hai Jong Shin in New Jersey. So I don't know. She must look good for her age or young or something.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the school cafeteria food is not that good. And I have never eaten there. I'm just saying. You know, they have them up Hillcrest up here in Dallas a few years ago. Oh, boy. Actually played basketball for a while. Made a most favorite player in the district.
That's great.
And he was in his 20s. But he got caught on film by an opposing team that played against him a few years earlier. One of the coaches called it and said, "Hey, that guy." And then, long story short, they called, made a phone call here and there, and sure enough, oh boy,
looked familiar, huh?
Pulled it off.
Yeah.
Ah, paperwork don't mean nothing.
MVP. It's
yeah.
Funny.
I'm talking about, you just go in, go to school a few days, and everybody gonna say nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, 1918 on this day, Elmore James was born. known as the king of the slide guitar. He wrote Shake Your Money Maker, which was covered by Fleetwood Mac in 1968. He influenced Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, and Keith Richards. Died in 1963. Elvis.
Uh-oh.
Always making news. In 56, on this day, Elvis Presley's single Heartbreak Hotel was released by RCA Records, who had just purchased Presley's contract from Sun Records. They paid $35,000. To get that, to pay his contract. And the song sold 300,000 copies in its first week and would eventually sell over 1 million, becoming Elvis' first gold record. So I'm thinking, wow. I'm telling how much, you know, I mean, you're still making money.
That's right. For somebody.
1971, David Bowie arrived in the U.S. for the first time. And he couldn't play live because of work permit restrictions, but attracted publicity when he wore a dress at a promotion event.
Okay. That answers a lot.
Yeah. 1973, Superstition. The lead single from Stevie Wonder's Talking Book album became his second number one single in the U.S. 10 years after his first number one hit, Jeff Beck created the original drum beat while in the studio with Wonder. And after writing the song, Wonder offered it to Beck to record, but at the insistence of Berry Gordy, Wonder himself recorded it first. So instead, Beck was offered Cause We've Ended as Lovers, which he recorded on his Blow by Blow album in 1975. Moving on along a few years here, 2014, Pete Seeger, American folk singer, songwriter, and activist, died at the age of 94. He began his lengthy career in the early 40s, playing alongside the likes of Woody Guthrie with their group, the Almanac Singers, and appearing regularly on Alan Lomax and Nicholas Ray's weekly CBS radio show. Lived to be 94, pretty wild, long time. Yeah, that's kind of all I know for today. I'm keeping it short and sweet. I'm sure you got a few things to talk about on this Friday. What you know?
There ain't nothing in the world that I like better. Bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out the garden, pick you a ripe one. Don't pick a hard one.
Hey, I just want to cut in there. You're talking about kind of like a BLT there,
yeah.
You know? Well, Miss B was telling me yesterday when I was talking to her, there's a local pizza place that makes a BLT pizza. It's pretty good.
Come on.
I said, I never heard of that one. She said it's a specialty pizza place. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm just telling you. The tomato is the edible berry of the plant Solanum lycopersicum, commonly known as a tomato plant.
That's easier to say.
Oh, boy. Originated in South America and Central America. The Spanish word is tomate. Which the English word tomato derived.
Tomate.
Oh, yeah. Tomate. Yeah, I know. I don't do things too good for their...
Hey, I like that, though. Tomate.
Yeah. Hey.
Tomate, maybe in some tacos or burritos.
Burritos and tomato is effective to reduce the risk of cancer. It contains a compound called lycopene.
Lycopene?
That's good. With anti-cancer properties. But I don't care if it's from South America, Mid-America, West America, Southeast America. It could have possible...
side effects.
They contain a chemical histamine, which may trigger skin rashes and allergic reactions. Recommendation, though, tomatoes are considered a safe everyday consumption vegetable. It can count as one of the five in a day. It is recommended that one consumes one medium tomato or seven cherry tomatoes every day. Now, I'd read this a few years ago to my class over there. And The tomato has, you cut it and has four chambers to it. Just like the heart. We have four chambers. You got two atriums, two ventricles. But anyway, there's this that came out in April 11th, 2016. Foods that strangely resemble the body parts they're good for. There's 10 of them. I'm going to give you about five today. A sliced carrot looks like the human eye. According to science, eating carrots greatly enhance blood flow to the eyes. Carrot gets their orange color from a plant chemical called beta carotene, which reduces the risk of developing cataracts. The tomato, which we talked about, has four chambers, red in color. So also the heart is red and has four chambers. Research has confirmed that tomatoes are loaded with lycopene and is indeed pure heart and blood food. So keep eating those maters. Grapes resemble the alveoli of the lungs. The lungs are made of branches of ever smaller airways that finish up with tiny branches of tissue called alveoli. These structures allow oxygen to pass from the lungs to the bloodstream. A diet high in fresh grapes is shown to reduce the risk of lung cancer and emphysema. Grape seeds also contain a chemical called proanthocyanin. Yes. Which is thought to reduce the severity of asthma triggered by allergy. One reason that premature babies struggle to survive is that these alveoli do not begin to form until 23 to 24 weeks of pregnancy. So, and as you can see in the picture here, the alveoli looks like a cluster of grapes. A walnut looks like a little brain. A left and right hemisphere, upper cerebrums and lower cerebellums. Even the wrinkles or folds on the nut are similar to those of the neocortex. Walnuts help warding off dementia, research is finding. How about that?
Pretty interesting.
And the kidney bean.
Kidney bean.
They can figure this one out. Actually heal and help maintain kidney function and are shaped exactly like the human kidneys. Hence their name. Kidney bean provides a variety of minerals and vitamins and so are generally beneficial for your health. If your kidneys are healthy, kidney beans can, when consumed as part of a balanced diet, contribute to your kidney health. Your kidneys are diseased, you might need to moderate your intake of kidney beans. So there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things, and we'll pick up some more next time. What do you think about that little deal?
I think that's pretty interesting. Pretty neat.
That's real interesting, isn't it?
Pretty keen, especially, as my poppy would say.
Yeah, especially if you believe in something higher up than us. Which, if you don't believe that, and go outside today and say, check that weather. And enjoy that air. And then get you some water. Try living without those things. It don't work. All right, yesterday we talked about our little old gal, Dr. Parrish, how to boost your emotional IQ. And here's another one. Be empathetic. Social awareness is a key ingredient in emotional intelligence. Focus on reading cues and learning how others are thinking and feeling. Practice active listening and try to keep an open mind. Whew! That listening deal gets to be a challenge sometimes, huh? We also, yesterday at the Texas High School Coaches Association, started reading about the article that deals with suicide prevention. And here we go. Often individuals who can seem okay from the outside are actually suffering on the inside. They don't have to be alone. Each suicide is composed of highly unique, dynamic, and complex interplay of genetic, biological, psychological, and social factors. Biological factors may make teens' brains vulnerable to mood disorders, substance abuse, and suicide. For teens, suicide can be an attempt to solve a problem of intense pain with impaired problem-solving skills. Even though no single cause can be identified, suicide can be preventable. Coaches, caregivers, and fellow athletes can help. Research shows that sports participation can be a protective factor against depression and suicidal ideation in adolescents. Athletics provides an opportunity for exercise, competition, and social support. For adolescents, sports participation can help youth in developing a positive sense of identity. It once thought the brain was fully developed by 18, but the last 15 years is proven by research it's about 25 years it takes to get that. So any interruption with, you know, alcohol presence or drug presence of a young one or a teenage one or before they get to 25 is going to have some type of effect. That's been proven. All right. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that a little later, maybe next week. Suicide, teenager. Sometimes it becomes a status symbol. And that's a scary thing. All righty. Can't go too far here without talking about the Old Farmer's Almanac. So we're going to ask the old farmer, how is a woolly worm used to predict the weather? Huh. Woolly, bully, woolly worm, doo-doo. Well, here's the answer. The woolly worm, also called a woolly bear, is the larva of the Isabella tiger moth. The fuzzy caterpillar has black bands at the front and back and a reddish-brown band around its middle. Weather folklore says that the wider the reddish-brown band, the milder the winter.
Okay. I have to look for those out there. I don't know if we have them around.
Might want to look today. If it's got a broad band, maybe it's not going to be that big of a winter next week. Huh. But I am going to tell you, a little bit of weather history. On April 29th, 1905, Taylor, Texas, received 2 inches of rain in only 2 minutes.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm going to say something.
Downpour.
Those streets flooded.
Hey.
We're talking. That's pretty quick. Hmm. It's the Old Farmer's Almanac. Look, this kind of keep us abreast of what goes on. Never have understood that saying either. That's probably about enough to say about that. All right, here we go. Oh, Jerry Rice. I'm going to let him say something today. He's no 49. He's a pretty good ball player. Played a little bitty old college in Mississippi. Ended up doing pretty well for himself. This is what he's got going. All pro. Today I will do what others won't, so tomorrow I can accomplish what others can't. Mm-hmm. It's willing what you want, willing to do. If you want to change your lifestyle or change your healthy habits, what you're willing to do. And I saw it all the time coaching. The kids are willing to put in the work extra in the summers or even when their sport's not going on, seem to develop better.
Something to that.
Yeah, it must be something to that. Well, that's about all I got to add, subtracting about it. A whole lot going on, of course, in the NFL this weekend. Ball games going on to see who's going to go to the Super Bowls. But looks like a good weekend to enjoy something. And if you're kind of a little bit down, call somebody. You'll perk them up, and you'll be surprised what they'll do for you. You got anything else to my price track, add, or divide?
It's a great weekend to read.
It's a good weekend for what?
Reading.
All right, reading.
Reading that gent library. We got 10 books to offer. There's one in Spanish for the kiddos, too. And you can check that out, Swamp Productions Facebook. We got a Pee-wee and Buddy have a visitor, has a video on YouTube now. Put the link on the website yesterday. Check that out and enjoy your reading. Have a great weekend. And thanks for listening to Retired Coach and His Kid.
I'm the retired coach.
I'm the kid.
Let's make it count, as the little man would say.